Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 170 for Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Thursday as gains in Chicago soy oil and a weaker Canadian dollar provided support. Canola was up by $2 to $4, the January contract up $4 at $475.40 per ton. The combination of the recent weaker Canadian dollar and rising soy oil prices is beneficial for crush margins, and domestic processors were thought to be showing some good demand. Fund traders covering short positions contributed to the gains in canola, as some participants square positions ahead of tomorrow's StatsCan production report. While general expectations are for an upward revision to the canola production number from the previous estimate, the extent of that revision remains to be seen. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, with general weakness in the U.S. dollar index behind some of that buying interest. Some of the biggest gains today were in wheat, which saw prices rise by 2 to as much as 15 cents per bushel. The March contract in Chicago up 11 cents at $4.79 per bushel. After hitting their lowest levels in 5.5 years yesterday, the wheat futures were due for a correction from a chart standpoint. While the overall fundamentals remained relatively bearish, with ample supplies and only soft demand for the most part, speculative short covering was enough to give wheat a boost today. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales, at just under 400,000 tons, were in line with trade guesses. Soybeans up 5 to 6 cents, the January contract up 5 at $8.97 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at 880,000 tons were in line with trade guesses, but still off the levels seen in recent weeks, which did temper the upside potential. The expectations for large South American crops were also slowing the advances in beans. Corn was up 6 to 7 cents, the March contract up 7 at $3.77 per bushel. The weaker U.S. dollar and spillover from gains in wheat accounted for some of the strength in corn today, with a move above nearby chart resistance adding to the strength. However, weekly export sales came in below trade guesses at just under 500,000 tons, and that did put some pressure on corn. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, December 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.